Parshas Kisisa, the Machtes HaShekel, you have the Machtes HaShekel for the Adonim, that was the way of counting Klal Yisrael, that the exact Cheshbon of the Kesef went to the Cheshbon of the Adonim. But it's also learned out that there was a din every year of Machtes HaShekel for the Karbonos, a chelik of the Shtatpas of every Yid to be shaykh to the Karbonton, to the Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, was Ayidei the Machtes HaShekel. The Mishnah says in Shkolim, Be'echod Ba'ador Mashmiyim Al HaShkolim, and then, it's Mishnah Ayis in Shkolim, and then Be'chamisha Aser Boi, the Shulchonis HaYoyoshim Ba'medino, and Be'chofhei Boi, already on the Chofhei Ador, they were Yoyoshim in the Mikdosh, and they were collecting for the Machtes HaShekel. Now the Mishnah there is before that Noshim and Ketanim are potter from Machtes HaShekel. Kehanim and Levim, it's a Machloikis, it's a Machloikis Tanoim of Kehanim and Levim, Ochayiv and Machtes HaShekel. On one hand, there's a svara to say that a kohanim, they wanted to say that the kohanim are potter, because the din is a minchas koyin, different than a regular mincha, is kuloi toktor. A minchas koyin loy soichal, and a minchas koyin you have to burn entirely. And so then how are you going to be makrib? The oimer, the stay alechem, the lechem upon him, if the kohanim are a chelik of it. That was the svara that they wanted to say that the kohanim are potter. Lugufa din, it's a machloikis tanoim taka. Lugavi ktanim, it's a machloikis rishoinim. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkolim, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, the Ramban in Chumash, Tosfos Yomtes, they all say that it means 13 years old, like in Kol HaTorah Kula, a Gadol is Ben Yud Gimel. That when it says in the Mishnah, Ketanim, a Potter from Machtes HaShekel, it means Pachos, Mi Ben Yud Gimel. But on the other hand, Rashi in Menachos, the Chinuch, the Bar Tanura, the Goyin in Pirush HaMishnayos there, the Rekeach, a Chevel of Rishonim and Achronim, they don't know that it means from 20. Mi Ben Esrum Shonish states, so who had the din of Machtes HaShekel every year in the Beis HaMikdash for the Karbonos? It says Ketanim HaPoter, it means Ketanim Pokas Miben Esrim. The emphasis, the Goyin is Madbir, if you look, the Pesukim say a few times during the beginning of the parasha Machtes HaShekel. And in Pesuk Yudalid, it says, Kol Ha'Oiver Aleph Akudim Miben Esrim Shon of Amala. It says that. The Machloikis Rishonim really is this Pesuk of Pesuk Yudalid, the Miben Esrim, is that the one that's going on the Adonim? That the Adonim was the one of 20 years old, over the Machtes HaShekel of Karbonos is from 13. Well, no, this pasuk that says Miben Esrim is taka going on the Machtes HaShekel of holy of all year, of every year, and that also has the din of only Miben Esrim. Now the Mishnah also says that Noshim are potter. Why are Noshim potter? So there's a machlokes in the Mefarshim. One shot is we're talking about the Adonim. To the Adonim of the Adonim Zichah they didn't give, but to the Shtatis the Karbonos called Shana Vishana. Some Achronim say the reason why Noshim are potter, because it's a Zman Groma. It's a Zman Groma. Echad Ba'adar, Mashmim Al-Ashkolim, it's a Zman Groma. It's not so posh, it's a Zman Groma. It's Tachah called the Yisoid of the Mitzvah is to be Shayich to the Karbonos, which is a Gansior. There's an opportune time where they said it was Kedai to give. I don't know if it's Ma'ak of that Zman. And it's L'chayr to be Shayich to the Karbonos. On the other hand, there's another Tzad to be Mamayit Noshim, because it says, B'nosh Vel Ish Koyfer Nafshoy, Ish Vel Isha, they make a drosha. Or it says Kisisa as Roish Bnei Yisrael, Vlei Bnei Yisrael. The Karbonos Gufa, but the Zman Groma is a whole Shmiz Taka. Yeah. But maybe just the Shtatus, the pig, be part of the Karbon, maybe not. That's a Gantzio. We're not talking about the Maisak Groma. They're being shy to the Yonam of the Karbonos. They were more, last night also. Different parts of the Karbonos are Meshach Shaykh Yagantzio Tzayt. The emphasis is it's Gufatali. What's the gather of this din of Shkolim? Is it a Karbonos Dikah din? Or it's a separate din? You know, the Rambam brings it in Zmanim. The Rambam brings it in Hilchis, he brings Hilchis Purim, Pesach, Hanukkah, and Hilchis Shkolim. He doesn't bring it in Hilchis Avoid and Hilchis of the Karbonos. On the other hand, Ulai, one of the Arba Parashiyos is Shkolim, is a Machloikis Amiroyim, Rav and Shmuel. What are you supposed to lane by Parshas Shkolim? We lane, our minig is, this week is not Parshas Shkolim, but our minig is to lane Kisisa. So Machlek is Rav and Shmuel, whether you lane Kisisa, or the lane Parshas Pinchas, the Parshas Korban Talmud. Ken Zayin, the Shoyrish of that Machlek is Rav and Shmuel, is really this Nakuda. Is it a din of the Karbonos? Or is it a din of Neatzmoy, of Shkolim, which has its own Gedorim? And then the Nafmin is it a Zman Groma, or a Noshim Potter, for, because it's a Xeris HaKosev. Now it's interesting, there's a machlokes achronim, the Tzlach, Rabbi Kveger, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, on Noshim Chayiv in Musaf. You know, Noshim Daven three tefillos, because it's tefillos rachmininu, even though it's Zman Groma, Shachar Shmincha Meir, because it's Tefillah Rachmeinenu, and some say also that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even Musaf, is Rachmeinenu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. However, Musaf of Shabbos and the Yom Tif is not Rachmeinenu. So Noshim, it's a machlokes. The Tzlach says Noshim are potter from Tefillas Musaf. But there's two reasons why they're potter. One is because it's Zman Grama. Musaf is Zman Grama. It's only on Shabbos. It's only Tol Shkia. It's Zman Grama. However, there's another Shabbos. Musaf is totally in the Karbonis. Musaf is totally in the Karbonis. Vibal Noshim were Shayach to Maskat Hashekel, but Mele they're not Shayach to Musaf either. Shabbos Milchamayr is also connected to Karbonis, but it's Rachmeinim. However, Musaf, again, we have two sibas to pass the Noshim from Musaf. One is because the latest is Zman Grama, or because Musaf is Shayach to the Karbonis, and the Karbonis is Maskat Hashekel, and Noshim Apote from Maskat Hashekel. If you're keeping track, Maskat Hashekel Gufa, we have two pshatim. Either it's Zman Grama, or it's Xeris Akosif, Ish, or Bnei Yisrael. Fregen the Achroinim, the Mude Or, the Stipe talks about this Kashin, the Zvachim, other Achroinim, Kehanim should be Potter from Musaf. If the reason Noshim are Potter from Musaf is Man Groma, that's fine. But if the reason Noshim are Potter from Tfilas Musaf is because you're telling me whoever's Potter from Maskat Hashekel is Potter from Tfilas Musaf, so Machlokes Tanoim, whether it's Kehanim, and even the Levitim are Potter from Shkol, Maskat Hashekel. How you talking about should be Potter from Musaf? And if you can add, there's a Achroinim that asked the Kasha, anyone less than 20. If you hold, according to the Chevel Rishayim, the Bartanur, the Rashi, the Chinuch, they hold that the din of Maskat Hashekel, when Tamayit Koton Pachas Ben Esrim, how you talking? Is there a Chumrah to say that maybe someone less than 20 shouldn't daven Musaf? Harbe Donu B'mavuchazu, and the disciple Bavoran, you know, maybe you'll tell me, Taka the Potter, he brings a Gemara that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani daven Musaf. Rabbi Hanani was a lady. Rashi Bava Mishriya, you know, is given a lady. So that's the Shiloh, Gabi Noshim, Kaihanim, Ketanim. The Mishnah says that Kaihanim, even on the Mandi Omer, that they're not Chayiv, of a Kol Koyin Sheshoykel Eine Choyte. He has a right. We're not Choyshe that maybe he didn't have the right Kavona, and he wasn't going Merdas to give it as a Matrona, and then it's a problem that the Karbonos are Minachulim. Who has been it says Ketanim are able to be Koyin? They're not Chayiv, but they're able to. And the Achronim go to town, how could they make? They don't have Das. And it's not goymer daita yofa yofa, then it's going to be a problem that a chiluk of the karbonis was kibum minagezel from money that's not shaykh. So if katan means 20, then maybe you could say chiddush. The Mishnah says katanim, even though they're not chayiv, are able to donate, means above 13. It means katanim between 13 and 20. However, if katanim means 13, so you're saying even less than 13. So the Shaar HaMelech says, mid rabbonon, a katan has a koyach to be makna. He says, I worry about midaraisa. He says, the Merit the Gazak, he says, Damis, what are you worried about? If you got katanim that are going to donate, it's batel b'roif. All the coins, it's all sugin zvachim of coins, that batel b'roif, it will be batel b'roif. I was a famous rule, dover shem minyan ene batel. The rule of dover shem minyan ene batel, I am toast as well, I'm going to see on the day, dover shem minyan ene batel was a derabon. I was like, Dr. Shaar HaMelech, mid the rabon and the katan could be makna. Mid the raita that he can't, no, but it's batel b'roif. Mid the raita, even though it's dover shem minyan, it's able to be batel b'roiv, and that's why he's able to, the katan is able to donate to the Machtas HaShekel. Now it's brought down in Halach and Hilchos Purim and Siman Tafresh Tzadik Dalid that nowadays there's a minig on Tainus Esther that we give Zecher l'Machtas HaShekel, and the Ramah brings that this minig is from 20 years and up. Totally in that Machalik is Rishonim, but the Mishnah brings, the Ramah brings that it's from Miben Esrim. Now it's interesting, there's a Gemara in Megillah. Gemara says, Omer Ish Lakish, Goli v'yadua, l'snei nisha Omer v'haya ha'ilam, she'asid Haman lishkol shtolim al Yisrael, that Haman's going to take aseret halof and kikar kesef. So hittim shiklehem l'shkolov, v'haynu t'tnan, and the nishan shtolim be'echad ba'adar, mashmiyam al ha'shtolim. Haman wanted to make this gzeir, and he was shekel the shkolim on Yud Gimel Adar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maktim shekleim l'shkolim. Tosfos says it comes out exactly the cheshbon. Aseres alofim kikar kesef. It says in the Megillah, aseres alofim kikar kesef comes out to exactly chetzi shekel of shishim riboy. Chetzi shekel from shishim riboy comes out to be exactly aseres alofim kikar kesef. As is Tosfos. And everyone tries to pella the Tosfos if you know a little bit the basics about cheshbonis. Aseres alofim kikar, a kikar is 60 money. Aseres alofim kikar money. 600,000 money, not 600,000 chetzi shekel. 50 times more. So there's a pshat. Tosfos' girsa there was Aseret Lofen Kikor Keneged Ches Shin Shel Kol Yisrael. Ches Shin means Chesi Shekel. But there's another pshat. It's Chamishim Shona. Shtel Tzofor, according to the Shittas that you start giving Matzah Shekel at 20, not 30. But the Shittas start giving at 20, Keben, a person lives Keben Shivim Shona, a standard he gives for 50 years. That's the Cheshbon. It's Aseret Lofen Kikor Kesef Keneged Ches Shin Shel Kol Echad Miyisrael, not Chesi Shekel. The Chesi Shekel that he gave over a period of Chamishim Shona. The Medrash says, the Medrash is Tehillim, but it's going on Parshas, in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. The Pasuk says, Rabim oimrim lenafshi, ein yeshu osa loy ve'elokim selo, v'ato Hashem mogein badi. It's a Pasuk in Tehillim. And the Medrash says on that, Kisisa. Kisisa Roish. So Rabbi Yonis Naivish says, he says, Pshat, there's a Gemara in Tomin, the Flamid Beis. The Gemara says, famous Gemara, a certain Min came to ask Rava, why are you not doing Avodah Zarah? State in your Torah, he tells that the Min was shepherding Rav. He says, state custom b'Torachem acharei Rabim lahatos, acharei Rabim lahatos. So you should still sue Roy. The Roy were right there Avodah Zarah. So Rav answers back. Klal Yisrael is a Dover Sheva Minyan. The Dover Sheva Minyan is not Batal B'Roy. We mentioned that before. Dover Sheva Minyan is not Batal B'Roy. So that it can say, Dr. Vienis Navish, that's the Rav Kshan of the Medrash. Ravim Oimrim Lenavshi, Ein Yeshuas the Lady Likinsella. The Ravim are saying, so, no, still, so. What protects us? Why do we stay steadfast to the Rabbi Nishlam? Ba'ata Hashem Mogain Ba'adi? He sees the Rosh, because the Rabbi Nishlam counted us. The Rabbi Nishlam makes Klal Yisrael every Yochid of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael has a Mahus. A Dover Sheva Minyan. He sees the Rosh. It's a Dover Sheva Minyan. Dover Sheva Minyan is not Batal B'Roy, and there's no Ravim Oimrim Lenavshi. That's the. That's the chesed. In this forum, it says the Indian of machtes hashekel. It says there's an Indian, a person is supposed to be close to a tzaddik. So Rav Aaron Kalina used to say, it's clear from the machtes that you're supposed to be close to a tzaddik. If you look at the word machtes, in the middle is the tzaddik, in the middle. But the letters next to the tzaddik in the word machtes is chai, ches yud, machtes. Chai are the letters that are next to the tzaddik. The further letters is mes, mem tov. As meznon to the tzaddik, thus is chai. Vite from the tzaddik does his mace. That's the machatis. That's what we learn from the machatis hashekel. Yeah, it's a great sugya, but we're going to move on. There's a lot of sugyas in the parasha. You have the hemshech, the kiyor, basis, the kiyor, and the choishes. You know, it's interesting. In parasha's truma was all the klei hamishkan, except for the mizbeach hazov. Mizbeach Hazov is all the way at the end of the Tzavit. Oyvim the Knafman, the Mepharshim grapple with it, Medav Rebneg and then Parshas Tzavit. But it's even more interesting that over here in Parshas Kisisa, it brings the Kiyor. And also interesting, yes, it brought the Menorah together with all the other Kalim in Truma, but it didn't discuss about the Shemen and the Hadlok of the Menorah till the Tzavit. It didn't discuss the Mizbeach Hazov till the end of the Tzavit. But it doesn't discuss about the Keteiris, which you might have on them as Be'ach Hazov, Tum Kisisa, which is Vamsha. Oh, but the Kiyor also stands alone. There's rise, though, that the Kiyor is different. First of all, the Be'ach Hazov also, this Torah, why it's the Mahusa, different together, and that's why it's mentioned separately. I think the Sephorna says, because all the other Kalim were to be Mashra Shechina, and the Be'ach Hazov was L'Chavoid. You know what that means? But he says, Be'ach Hazov was B'Mahusa, he called it from the other ones, because it was L'Chavoid. As opposed to the other ones that were Kalim Lahashreis Eshashkina. So that's why Mizbeach Hazov is separate. But over here we have that the Kiyor is separate. So it's interesting. It says in the Gemara Numa that Ben Kotin made 12 dadim to the Kiyor. He made a special thing that there were 12 faucets. They were Mitzayin HaMashvach, that 12 Kehanim to do the Kiddush Yadayim Rechlaim V'Vatachas. But also this Ben Kotin, he made a Muchni L'kiyor, which is some kind of a pulley system that the entire kiyor went underground in order that the mayan that's in the kiyor shouldn't be possible belina. So the Beskrov asked, the tzura of Beis HaMikdash is with all the kelim. That's the etzem, the different tzura, how the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be. A whole night they lost that tzura. They took the kiyor away. It's not a seder avoided, but there's a tzura for the Beis HaMikdash, the tamis, the ois kiyor, ois. So the Velt says that maybe the Sifurna, we said, he says, Mizbeach Hazov, but he also says kiyor is different. Kiyor, he says, wasn't the klishores. It wasn't one of the kli hamishkan. It was the klishores. It's a different matter. It's not like orim, kaparis, kruvim, menorah, mizbeach. It's kiyor. It's a different gather. It's a klishores to do kiddush yadayim v'rgalim. It's not mamish from the avodah. But what's interesting, as far as I'm talking about the Siva Shalom, others they talk. The kiyor was made out of nechoshes, as well as the Mizbeach. I mean, in the Mishkan of Shloim, it was already Mizbeach of Avonim. But in the Mishkan, it was Mizbeach and Achoshes. So he says, interesting, every one of the Klei HaMishkan is connected. Nefesh HaChaim talks about this also. Well, I was for him that every one of the Klei HaMikdash is connected to a different Aver in the Guf. There's different ways of explaining it. The Menorah is the Einayim. Maybe the Mizbeach HaZov is Reach, is the Pe, is the Ach. The Oren is the Moyach. There's different ways how the different Kalim. Or Mesano, the Shulchan is the Pe. There's different ways how it's Mitzayim to different things. But he says the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. And the fact that it's made out of Nechoshes represents Nochosh, which represents the down, the lower part of a person. And at that lower part, at the tachtonius of the person, that's where the Nochosh is there, and there's the Melchama of Eish. Eish tamid tukad ala mizbeach lo sichbe. A person has to shtel avek a Melchama of Eish. That's where the earth of the Melchama of Eish is, down on the bottom, on the chelik atachton of the guf. That's where the inside of everything is. And that's what a mizbeach is, and that's why it's made out of nechoshes. It represents nechosh, represents the tachtonius, the kiyor as well as nechoshes, because that represents that a person has to be roichetz yodayim v'raglayim. Yodayim is the midos, raglayim are your hergelim. Before you even start that melchama, that you think that you're going to take eish hatoyrit to go connect eish hayetzer and be makriv, but first you need to be roichetz yodayim v'raglayim, tikkun hamidos, tikkun hergelim, and then a person is ready for that Melchemes Eish. That's why both of them are Meshach Shaychet in Nechoshes. There's an Arichas Dvorim on that, but that's the Nekudas Ha'imi. Now in the Kiyor, L'mashtel Gabi the Seder of the Avoida, there was an Inyan that you were Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim, a Kohen had to be Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim before starting the Avoida. The Gemara in Zvachim says, Afites, that you needed to have at least enough water in the Kiyor for four Kohanim, and the Gemara darshans it from a Pasuk, that you need four Kohanim, and actually it brings a Pasuk in Parshas Pekudei. Over here we have the Parshas Kiyor, and he says it's again repeated in Pekudei. The Gemara brings the Pasuk in Pekudei. It says, V'rochasu mimenu, Moshe v'aroinu bono v'es yideim v'es ragleim. So the Gemara darshins four. Moshe. Moshe was a Kohen also during the Shivas Yimei Miluim. Aroin, ubono, two sons, because two of them died. A little sticky, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen during those 7 days. During those 7 days, either Aaron wasn't being Masharas yet, or if he was, he was with all four sons. That's the cheshbon the Gemara makes. The rochatzum, the first masker, no, they ask it over there. Moshe, Aroi, Ubono is four. And that's the makar, that's the linkuva that you need at least mine in the kir today. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Arba Kehanim. The Rambam, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, brings down the same halacha, but he quotes the Pasuk in El Parsha, and he says a different word. He says, you need to have in the kir enough water for Arba, and he quotes the Pasuk by us. The rochatzum, Aroi, Ubono, Mimenu. So the Rambam, he doesn't count Moshe. Aroin Ubanov is Aroin, Elozer and Isamar, another one of you died, Elozer and Isamar, and Pinchas. He counts Pinchas. So it's just not the Gemara didn't cheshbon Pinchas, the Rambam didn't count Moshe, and it's boilet, they're quoting a different pasuk. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Pekudei, Moshe Aroin Ubanov, and the Rambam quotes Moshe, Aroin, Bonov, Pinchas. And there's an Arichas in the Acharonim exactly how to work out that issue. The Tshuva Sarashva, it's brought down the Mishabru and Arachayim in the beginning of Siman Dalet, he brings, you know, there's a halacha that a person has to do Netilas Yadayim in the morning. First of all, you have to do Netilas Yadayim because there's a Ruach Ra that's Shoira on the Yadayim, and there's a suffix if the Ruach Ra is Shoira from sleeping or from Laila, and therefore you have to Netil Yadayim three times on each hand, Kedei L'Salik Ruach Ra. But the Mishabru explains, and as I said before, the Krim Agadim and all the Achrayim, that out the din of Netilas Yadayim for Silik Ruach Ra, there's no bracha. Yes, there's a Zayinian, you have to be Neuchetz Yadayim Raglayim, and Misofik, you have to even be didn't sleep, because maybe the Lila brings the Ruach Ra. And technically, you should wash after you sleep during the day, because maybe the sleep brings on the Ruach Ra. But there's no bracha for the Netilas Yadayim of Ruach Ra. Yes, we know there is a Takonas Chazal to make a bracha about Netilas Yadayim when you wash your hands in the morning. Nechuku are showing him why. The Rosh says, because Yadayim Askoni, you're saying. And the Rashma says it's Dumya to the Kiyor, because in the Kiyor we have that a person became Kibriya Chadosha. And therefore, when you become a Briya Chadosha, you have to re-wash your hands because you're a Briya Chadosha. There's a Fasemes in Zvachim, you know, it says, there's many times, a Kohen had to do Kiddush Damalayim in the morning, who had been, if there was Hapsacha, various things, it would be Mechayivim, if he went out, he has to do it again. It's before that, if a person, the Kohen fell asleep and he wakes up, he has to do Kiddush Damalayim again. The Sfasema says it's not a new din, it's a din of Yosef. When he slept, he left. He went somewhere else. So when he wakes up, it's not a different din of that Yoshe needs Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. It's the din that Yosef needs Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. When he slept, he went upstairs, wherever, he went to other places. But Chalif, the Rashba says that that's the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim of the Tefillah Yadayim in the morning, is Zecher to that Inyan. It's interesting, the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, the Rambam says, Chamisha Dvorah Ma'akvin is Tefillah, Taras Yadayim, Kisik Erva, Dvorah Ma'choifisim, Kavanah Slayt, he brings a whole regime, and he says, one of them is that you have to be Taras Yadayim. Dr. Rambam, how do you do that? You have to be Metar Yadayim before you daven, and that's all by all the Tefillahs. But by Shachris, you have to be Reichet Ponov Yodav Raglov. I don't know if it was not like that. The Rambam says a person has to, before Shachris, wash Ponov Yodav Raglov. And the Ravid argues, he says, Raglov Loma. Lo Yadati Raglov Loma. What's that? It's Raglov. The Ravid doesn't sell on Ponov. Where's the Makar for Ponov either? The Rambam says a person has to be Reichet Ponov Yodav Raglov Pardavin. It's one of the five things you have to do. Before Shachris, Mincha only needs Yadayim. But before Shachris, you have to be Reichet Ponov Yodav Raglov. And the Ravid sells, where's the Makar for Raglov? Where's the Makar for Ponov? His emphasis is in the first Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos Tafnun. Reichet Adam Ponov Yodav Raglov B'chol Yoyim B'chvay Koinav. But Tashtis, the Ravid learned, the Moshe Shannon learned, that Gemara is saying a heter. They might have had a Havin Geri Afloy Silbash. The person doesn't have a heter to the Rafitza. I don't know what the Gedorim would be, when he would be allowed to, but that the Kol Yoyim, is a heter. Reichet Ponov Adam Yodav Raglov Kol Yoyim. You're allowed to. And that's how the Ravid learns the Gemara. Now, if the Ravid learns the Gemara like that, that's very nice. But then the Rambam is saying that it didn't fuck far Shachar's Ponov Yodav Raglov. Why doesn't the Ravid sell also on Ponov? So I don't know where the Ravid got Ponov. Maybe the Ravid had a different Girsa. Maybe the Ravid had a Girsa in that Gemara. Reichet Adam Ponov Yodav Shachar's. And that's what he's saying. Raglov Loma. I don't have that Girsa. You might say, you should know, a lot of the Oyum is not knowing to be Reichet Raglayim. Some of them shower at night, this, only every other day. I don't know, but I didn't see Adam's noyig to be Reichet Raglov far Shachar's. The Rambam, that's the brisker that they do it, but the Rambam saying, one of the other Raglov. Where's the Makar? What's the Gedder? So the Mice like this, there's a halach in Hilchas Erev Shabbos that a person's supposed to be Reichet Kol Gufoy, and if not, L'chol HaPochus Reichet Pan of Yodav Raglov, the Chamim, on Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings there that nowadays you don't need to do Raglov, because it meant only in those places where they used to go Yochets, and nowadays when we have shoes anyways, so it's not Ma'akav that din of Raglov, the Chamim. Maybe that's what the Olam is knowing on, not on the Rambam anymore, else Raglov, I mean, it could be, it's not on the Raglov, but it could be that even like the Rambam, it's only when Ha'ilach Yochif. Dum you like an Erev Shabbos that the Mishnah Berurah brings that you don't need to do Raglov for the din of Chamin the Erev Shabbos. But I want to call a Kiddush. Where's the Makar to be Reichet Ponov? I don't know, but I see the Raglov wasn't bothered by. Elamai, we're looking, what's the Makar to be Reichet Raglov? The Rashba says that the Makar of Matilas Yadayim Far Shachras is from Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim of the Kiyor. Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim was Yadayim Raglayim. That's where the Makar is. Now, I don't know where Ponov is from now. Maybe that's Ponov of Ponov, but again, the Raglov didn't ask that. Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is the Makor. Maybe that's the story that a person should be right with Yodav Raglov. And Rabbi, if that's the Pshat, I don't see a heter because nowadays we go Yochit and this. That's not the Nakuda. We want to do Dumya the Kiyor. If there's a din that there's an Indian Far Shachar to do Dumya the Kiyor, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, then there should be an Indian. I like the Rambam to do Rechitus Yadayim Raglayim Far Shachar. You don't have the heter that Mishnah Berurah says by Hilchas Shabbos over there, then it's different nowadays. We have shoes and all that. It's a din of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Interestante. No, there wasn't. That's what I'm saying. But Ponov, I don't know where the Makar is, but I saw the Ravid also wasn't bothered. I don't know. I'm selling to answer the Ravid's kasha Raglov Loma. Zogachatarek and Raglov. Ponov, ich weiß nicht, aber the Ravid also didn't ask. It's different sugyas. Torchi and Ladina. You have the Ketoires. The Pasuk gives the ingredients of the Ketoires. Mor Deror. Of course, we know the Gemara says in Chulin, at the end of Chulin, it says Mordechai min Atayr Minayin, and of course this pasuk Mordechai, the targum is Mordechai. Mordechai is Mordechai. That famous Gemara also asks Esther min Atayr Minayin, Haster Astir, Haman min Atayr Minayin, Hamino 8, and then very unclear what the Gemara asks, Moshe min Atayr Minayin. I don't know what that means, Moshe min Atayr Minayin. I mean, not in Parshas Tetzaveh, but Moshe min Atayr Minayin. And the Gemara answers, B'shagam hu basar, what's made the Harbe Yesh Lodin was, what's made the Gemara? It's the three Mordechai, Esther, Haman, and Moshe. Moshe min Atayr Minayin. If she means in Sefer Bereshit. Ich weiß nicht, a schwere Gemara, but I can find a Mor, the Ror of Mordechai. So it's interesting, what is this Mor? One of the ingredients. The Rambam says, and help us clear, Mikdash, the Mor is a dam from a certain chaya that lives in Hodu that everyone knows about that causes besomin. And the Rabbi right away shy, how could it be that it's dam from a certain chaya? In the Beis Hamikdash, we would take dam from a behemoth neya, and that would be part. Avad, it's a certain asev, it comes from a tzemach, it's not from a dam of a chai. The Rabbi is stark chaylik. Kesef Mishnah answers for the Rambam, and he says, no, Vivalta was nishtana tzuros, like Yitaka does come from a dover tomei. And the Pelos and the view, then others ask already, the Chilozoim of Tchelis is a dover tomei, and Tchelas, Shani, is a worm. So why is the Rabbi getting so nisfal that in the Ktoiris punkt, that the Moyer can't be from dam tzor of a chai yeshev a hoidu? But that's the Rabbi's Vikuach. But there's a remez over here. It says, Mor Duror. The Mor, the Rambam is mutching and says that. And the Rabbi asks, how could it be? It's Duror, it's free. Or it's Dochi, it's Tar, in Aramis. Meaning, don't be misfalled from the Rabbi's Kasha. The Mor is allowed to be Duror. It's allowed to be Dochi. This Mor, like the Rambam Shita, could be from a Behema Tmeya, is Nishtan of Surasai afterwards. And that's why it's not a problem. Of course, another ingredient of the Ketoris you have over here is the Chelbana. Chazal say the Chelbana of Rashi brings the Reich Ra. When it comes together with all the other Besamim, it's Nisbathim. The famous Maisa with the Hafla that they were trying to put together a minion. And there was a tenth guy there, but he was a Chelbana, the Kiyid. The person has to know, first of all, that a Chelbana Yid, Chelbana is Rosh Hatevis, Chayiv Loimer Bishvili Nivra Oilam. Even the Chelbana has to know that he has a Tafkir, he has a Matara. Chayiv Loimar Rosh Hatevis, Chayiv Loimer Bishvili Nivra Oilam. Everyone has to say that. But anyways, at the fun of him, I'm being polite, this Chelbana Yid told the Hafloy, says, Nu, says, Oshana Center. So he, you know, this guy wasn't royal with Sarah Flaminian, but. And the guy said, no, you see, even the Chelbana is part of the Ketoris. So the Hafloy said, yeah, there's 11 ingredients in the Ketoris. Yeah, he's part of the Ketoris. Oh, but now he's not part of the minion. Kach hoya hamaisa. You have the chayta egel, klal Yisroel, avada beroyd chachmosam understood of pisoy to create this egel. The famous Beis Halevi, we'll speak with Ktzara, that avada they wanted to make some sort of an emsoy, and of pisoy there was grois and yonim in them. The nekud of the mistake was he stole su with an Avshachayim writes Yaakov Avinu taka married two sisters because Yaakov Avinu saw al pisoy the cheshbonis that yes that's what's supposed to be. This is the tzur of Klal Yisrael. Aber yisoy godol is that only koydem matan Torah such a thing as meglach bechlal noch matan Torah avad it's only akasha siv Hashem, and that's why the tikkun for this chayta egel which was that they did something al pisoy was paraduma which is pure choyk which is kasha siv Hashem oil. And of course, that's why it says in Parshas Vayakon Pekudei a couple of dozen times, Kasha Tziva Hashem, the Mishkan, which comes to be Mechaper on Chayte Egel, is to be Mechaper for that Nakuda. The Meshech Chokmah traps onto a different Nakuda that the Egel, because this was supposed to see some sort of Gashmi sticker and so how to connect to Klal Yisrael. Of course, the Rabbanish Lom is Eloi, the Mustagof, the Eloi, Gof, Leinarech, Elev, Udav, No Shaikh, to understand Bechlal what that means. Of the whole that they wanted to use an emtsoi, the luchas was also an emtsoi. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the luchas and he sees that Klal Yisrael made this emtsoi of the egel, he realized that the first thing is we have to shell a bet nochamol that the kesher be'etzim to Rabbeinu Shalom is takakulay not dork an emtsoi. Even the luchas are not appropriate. Now that was the vayishabring and yashar koicha sheshibartam to shell a bet nochamol that be'etzim to Rabbeinu Shalom is kuloy ruchni not shayek bechlal to unzer musogim and then to reach shell a bet nochamol and a luchas shniyas to give a nochasugim. But that was the nechudah shiras al luchas klapi egel. Was that there can't be Bechlal in Emtsoi right now. The Rabbi Yisrael tells Moshe, Lech Reid. Reid Migdulascha. The Paradis Yosef brings the difference between Reish and a Dalid. You know, it says Hashem Alekeinu, Hashem Echod, and the Dalid is big. On the other hand, later on in this week's Parsha, it says Lois Ishtachav El Acher, the Reish is big. The whole difference between Hashem Echod and the El Acher is the difference between the Reish and the Dalet. What's the difference between a Reish and a Dalet? A Kutzei Shaliut. Come out nothing. The difference between a Reish and a Dalet is if you add a little bit to the, as though your Reish is a Reish, you add a little bit at the outside of it, it becomes a Dalet. The chiluk between the Reish and the Dalet is mamish, a Kutzei Shaliut, come out garnished. But it's all the difference in the world. The person has to have the right Ashkofis. The Reish tells him now, Leich Reid. Something got messed up or something got botched up. You need to have the right mishkafayim to be able to see, and that's why in the Torah the Hashem makes it big. There's a Dalid, there's Hashem Echod, and there's Kael Acher, or El Acher. The difference is Kutzei Shaliut, and that's why there's a remnant that says in the Pasuk, the Koitz Vidar Dar Tatsmiach. A lot of the Sfarim talk about it, Koit V'Darda, the difference between Dalet and Resh in Gematria is 196. That's Koit. Koit is 196. Koit V'Darda, the Kutzai, so Yud, the Chilud between the Dalet and the Resh. You have to know, sometimes Mamash, Fiyakala, and all of a sudden the person is the. And Shaltav, I don't want to bring Mishalom or the Gemoy, so what's it called? But a person Mamash with a pnea of a Kutzai Shal Yud. A pnea Kutzai Shal Yud. You know, the Chavetz Chaim once said that the reason there's telegraphs in those days, in his day, they were talking about telegraphs and telephone, there was a Zamus Sogim, it's only to be in the Sabras, or isn't the Klai Shal, they should understand what it means that Lailama Emes, everything is recorded, everything can be seen, even from far away. Again, a Stia Kala, nowadays we have even a bigger schus to be able to understand what this means, that even a small pnea, an akudalit, a touch of something, and a person can find himself, he can find himself somewhere else. The difference between Hashem Echod and the El Acher is a Kutzei Shal Yud. How tzachon to the Kutzei Shal Yud. Now after the Chayte Egon, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Rabbeinu Shal Yud, Im Ayin Mecheini Nomi Sifrecha. He says, he puts his life on the line, puts his name on the line. Im Ayin Mecheini Nomi Sifrecha. So what does it mean, Sifrecha? A lot of people understand it means, a lot of Rishonim like that, that he's asking to take his name out of the Sefer. Which Sefer? The Sefer Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is asking that his name should be Nimchak from the Sefer Torah. Then a lot of Rishonim are not like that. The Chizkuni asks, it says, Mecheini Nomi Sifrecha Asher Kosafta. The Sefer Torah wasn't written yet. Torah wasn't written yet, Bishlei Musa. Azoy, you would say means the Sefer Torah that's going to be. It says, Misifrecha Asher Kosafta. Zok Techizkuni and Bemet Tatarbin Yoinus and Shteka Zayma Furish and the Rashbam and a lot of Rishonim. The Rabbi Yisrael has a Sefer. Himmel Svarim Mithtachim Lefanecha. Sefer Shel Tzadikim. Sefer Shel Beinonim. Sefer Shel Rishonim. Then it's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah when it says this Gimel Svarim. It darshens it from here. Im Ayin. Mecheini is Sefer Shel Rishonim. Misifrecha is Sefer Shel Beinonim. Asher Kosafta is Sefer Shel Tzadikim. It darshens it on this Pasuk. The Targum Yonasan says, Mechein no misifrin shel tzadikim. The Rashbam says, Misefer hachayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was written in the Sefer hachayim. He says, no, take me out of the Sefer hachayim. Mamash, in two words, the Rashbam says that he's mitzayin, a pasuk in shlav. Pasuk pshat. Over there again, Moshe Rabbeinu is describing that he put his life on the line. Over there he says, Hargeini no haroyik. So the Rashbam is saying, obviously, that's what it means. He's repeating over there the story of what he did here. And over here he says, Mechein no misifrecha. Over there he says, Hargeini no haroyik. Mamash, he doesn't explain himself even. He just says, Misifrecha, Sefer Hachaim. Uksiv, Hargeini Norah. That's what he's saying. That Mechein no Misifrecha doesn't mean, don't be moichik me from the Sefer Torah. Be moichik me from the Sefer Hachaim. And all that Nevada, the Sefer Torah is the Sefer Hachaim. Now Moshe Rabbeinu Taka asked to be Nimchak, according to the other Pshat, to be Nimchak from the Sefer Torah. Now Lamaisa said, Moshe Rabbeinu Min HaTorah Minayim, he said, he's all over. So, there is a Pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not found in Parshas Tetzaveh. Now, why not in Parshas Tetzaveh? So there's a lot of Ramazan. First of all, it says Misifrecha. Sifrecha is Sefer Chof. The 20th Parsha. The 20th Parsha is Parshas Tetzaveh. Of course, there's a Brian, he once asked the Kasha, the Chinuch, and other Rishonim count Parshas Mishpatim as two Parshas. He breaks up Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Im Kesef Talveh as two separate Parshas. Imam says Mishpatim has this and this amount of mitzvahs, Im Kesef Talveh has this amount of mitzvahs, and a few other places also. He's Mitzayim to Im Kesef Talveh. According to that Cheshvin, Parshas Truman is the 20th Parsha. Plus, one of you will have to be, yeah, but also Parshas Mishpatim doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name either. I mean, it says it in Kesef Talva, but Parshas Mishpatim proper, like the Chinuch, doesn't have Moshe's name either. But Cholifin, one off the other way. Well, it's two off, because in Kesef Talva, so it's number. So, why Parshas Tetzave? Now, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is spelled out Mem Shin Hey. If you take the hidden letters, Mem is Mem Yud Mem, Shin is Shin Yud Nun, Hey is Hey Aleph. The hidden letters of Moshe adds up to 101. There's 101 psukim in the Parshas Tetzaveh. Also, it says Mechein Amisifrecha Asher Kasofta. Asher is 501. 501 is a lot of things we discussed. The difference between Parshas Tetzaveh is 501. The word Tetzaveh is Gematria 501. The Goyim said, well, first the Magen Dubna said that the reason why he was Nimchak from Parshas Tetzaveh is because the Emes Moshe Rabbeinu were asked to be Nimchak. And Hashem therefore decided in one parsha is going to be Nimchak. How do you decide which parsha? Hashem keeps on pushing off through the Zayir. Until you go around the full year, you get the Tzav. Next week is Kisisa again. The end of the line. The parsha is the is where Moshe Rabbeinu's name is Nimchak. As I go to the Magen Yidum, the Goyim says that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is Nimchak and parsha is the Tzaveh is because Moshe Rabbeinu's Yortzai, Zayin Ador, always comes out in parsha is the Tzaveh. And since his Yortzai comes out in parsha is the Tzaveh, it's Menoroi that he's Nimchak. in Parshas Tetzaveh because it's his Yortzeit. Now this year is a Shana Muberes. There's a big Shaila in Hilchos Yortzeit and also in Hilchos Bar Mitzvah, which other you count Lagabe the Cheshbin of the Yortzeit. Now, Lahalocha, there's a in Siman Tov Kuf Pei, it's brought down besides the Tei Nason that we have, you know, Tanis Esh, the Tisha B'Av, the San Gedalia, the six Tanasim. There are many other Tanasim that are brought down that are a minute. And one of them is on Zayin Adar. And it's brought down that on Zayin Adar is the Inyan to fast, Moshe Ben is Yortzeit. Then Mr. Chevr Kadisha has a minute to make a big Suda on Zayin Adar, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Nikbar Ayde Rabbani Shloilam, so it's Bishpitz, and they have a Suda, and they're noyed to do it, the Mishnah Berurah brings, in Adar Aleph. They're noyed to do it in Adar Aleph. Now, it's a Shiloh Takan Hilchas Yartzeit. Now, when you want to acquire such a basic Shiloh Hilchas Yartzeit, La Halacha Lamaisa Avada, we know that if a person was Nifter in Adar Aleph in a Shana Muberes, then Avada the Yartzeit is in Adar Aleph. And if a person was Nifter in Adar Beis, then Avada the Yartzeit is in Adar Beis. The question is, if a person is Nifter in a Shana Pshuta, when do you say him the Yartzeit? So it's Machloikis Machaber and Ramah, whether you do it in Adar Aleph or in Adar Beis. Again, the other way, of course, it's obvious. In the Shana Pshuta, you do that on your side, then Adar. It's always the other way. If the Iruah happened, hopefully we'll get the Bar Mitzvah, so first the Yartzeit. If the Petira happened in Aleph, then the Yartzeit is Aleph. If the Petira happened in Beis, the Yartzeit is Beis. If the Petira happened in a Pshuta, Machlech is Machaber Ramah, whether the Yartzeit is Aleph or Beis. The Machaber says in Beis, the Ramah says you do it out of Aleph. When did Moshe Rabbeinu Nifter? So the Alfa Shemoyni that says there's a machlokes, one man the Yomer says, Rabbi Yeshua says, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter in the Shana Peshuta. And it even makes the Cheshbon from Zayin Adar when he died until Yud Nisan when he didn't went into Eretz Yisrael. It makes the Cheshbon how many days he didn't have the month. It works out perfectly. 33 days is a Cheshbon that he was Nifter in Adar Peshuta. Or Al Kaponim in an Adar Beis. That also was an option. But it has to be that it was the Chodesh next to Nisan. On the other hand, Rabbi Lezer HaMidoi, different time in Yalfa Shemoyni, he says he was Nifter in Zayin Adar Aleph. And he says, but first, the month was carried on the mourner through a month and a half, all the way till Nisan. There's another sheet that is very napakant that he was nifter in Zayin Shvat. In the Shana Pshuta, but it was Zayin Shvat. Then there's a fourth sheet that in Echanam he was nifter in Zayin Adar, but the month actually continued for the entire 14 years of the Kibbutz Mechiluk. Yes, Haman Ochel Adar Sherboil El Eretz Meshov, it's that time I learned all 14 years. Akaponim Yalom Achloikasi, I just want to speak it out. If Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter in the Shana Pshuta, and Nachal Chalal Yisrael is noy to do his Yartzeit in Zayin Adar, and I see here that in the going forth of Pashas Tetzaveh, it also comes out as in a Shana Muberes, it would be a smach for the Ramah. But you can dray out of it by saying the Machaber will hold like the other Gatana that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftar in a Shana Muberes of Aleph, and that could be a different cheshbon lagabe Yartzeit. Now, just one akuda, in Yartzeit, of course, that's the way it works. Yartzeit could be any year, because the person could have been through any such years ago. Just for 2 minutes. A little confusing, I'll try to make it simple. When you cheshbon bar mitzvahs, first of all, for the record, bar mitzvah is always at 13. So it's always set. Whenever you have a Shana Muberes, just check the calendar. It could be that 13 years ago was also a Shana Muberes. That's rare. It could be that 13 years ago was a Peshuta. But again, let's first start with the Shana Peshuta. In a year when kids are born on the Shana Peshuta, when do you do the Bar Mitzvah? So we pass in Mahoyas, but we pass in other Beis. And that, I think this year, I think 13 years ago was a Peshuta. You write it. And that means that this year there is no Bar Mitzvahs for a month. No one in Klai Yisrael is becoming God. There's no Bar Mitzvahs. You've been Bar Mitzvah? Today? Yeah, Bar Mitzvah? When was he born? 13 years ago? 13 years ago was a Shana Peshuta? Or maybe it was a Muberes? Let me wait, 1 second. It was a Muberes? It was a Muberes? Okay, good, so forget it. So it was a Muberes. But I want to, again, no, we'll say it, we'll talk about others. I want to make the point. When it was a Shana Peshuta, and then 13 years later was a Muberes, so then we pass and we do it on other days. And then, that's what passes. Yes. And then other Aleph is off. In a Shana Muberes to a Shana Muberes, most achroinim say hanoilad ba'alef mit barmeit ba'alef v'hanoilad bebeiz mit barmeit bebeiz. But the Magen Avraham argues. The Magen Avraham says no. Even if you were born in a shana meuberes, that when you were born in another aleph, still your barmeit is in another beiz. And the reason is because who cares when you were born? When was your 12th birthday? Last year, when was your birthday? Last year was a Shana Peshuta, yeah, we can take a rise for. Rabbi Kami, yeah, we didn't do Maruba yet. It was a Shana Peshuta. And therefore, the Chesed for Bar Mitzvah is a full year from your 12th birthday. And your 12th birthday was in a Peshuta, and about then you have to go to Adar Beis. It's a Shaila who passed him like the Morgan Avram, his brother didn't, and he made the Bar Mitzvah in Adar Al. That's the Machalaitis Lagabi there. Now, one other Nakuda. In Tuf Reish Tzadi Zayin. Oh, first of all, I don't want to get into that, but it's a sphere in the Ramah. By Yartzeit, the Ramah paskins that if it happened in a Peshuta, you do the Yartzeit on an Aleph. And a Bar Mitzvah that happens in a Peshuta, you do it in Beis. And that's a big raid why Bar Mitzvah is different than Yartzeit. Efsher and under Tzadi. I want to figure it out like this, though. In Tuf Reish Tzadi Zayin, the last Halach and Shulchan Aruch, it says that on Purim Katan, there's an Indian to make a Suda. The MS is, the Mishavur brings that even in Mukafim, he brings in the Prima Godim, that even in Mukafim, I'm supposed to do it on Yudalit. Prima Godim didn't live in a Mukaf, but the Maisha, the Prima Godim says that even the Mukafim do it on Yudalit. Of course, certain in Yonim we do, the Chasam Seifer writes that the MS, he brings Makairis, that there's a derisa of the Kechiv of Haido on Purim. Chazal and Masakah, how we should do it, but the Etzim, the Shayrish, the Dinchanaka and Purim, that the Kechiv of Haido, he brings Makairis, that the Etzim Mechayiv of Haido is the derisa. And he says, therefore, even though you want to be doyich to other days, so that the rabbanim kach tiknu the other samachul nisan, over what's the derisa of the kechiv? He says, avad is an Indian. So he says, either we don't say lamanaseach and tachnun. Someone asked him, he said lamanaseach the past 2 days. He pushed forgot every time by volatzin. He remembered. He wants to know if there's tashlumin not to say the lamanaseach. But when the kaim at that, we don't have iser hesed. We have iser hesed v'tainus on both days. Now the ramah fears doyich that tachad is an Indian to make a suda on Purim Katan. And he fears always the toy blade mishta tamid. So there's a beautiful verse. We'll end with this. The beautiful verse from Rabbi Kiveger. Pashtus, the Ramah said the toy blade mishta tamid. The remez noah that them is the first Ramah in Arachayim. Siman Aleph says shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. And the last Ramah in Tuf Reish Tzadi Zayin is toy blade mishta tamid. And a person has to know to be makriv shnei tamidim kesidram. A person has to know the balance kesedir tamid. Of Shivisi and Mishteh, Toivleiv Mishteh, it's not a Sira. If a person is Oiskahal, and it's not Hoylet, there's Shivisi with Toivleiv Mishteh. From the beginning to the end, there's Shivisi and Toivleiv Mishteh Tomid. The Shnei Tmidim Kisidram. But the Kvegas has a part. What's the Ramah meaning? The Rem is Toivleiv Mishteh Tomid. Murray Gazach. If you look at the Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin, the Gemara is Mavur. In the Mishnah, it says, Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Beis. In the way it sets it up, the Mishnah is Mashma. That there is a chi of Suda on Purim Kotan. Because it doesn't mention Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Beis Chutz Mi'as Suda, yeah? On the other hand, the Shakatari, the Gemara, when it works out the details of the difference between Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, in the Gemara it's Meduyik that is no Din Suda. As I come to my question on the Suda, the Mishnah is Mashma, there is a Din Suda, the Gemara is Mashma not. So, Rabbi Kvegi, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin.kuf, and this is brought down in the Rabbi Kvegi's in Sanhedrin, Taki. You can look it up in Sanhedrin.kuf. The Gemara Darshan, the Pasuk in Mishlei. Kol Yimei Oni Ro'in. The Toy Blade, Mr. Thomas, that's the Pasuk. And the Gemara Darshan. Kol Yimei Oni Royim Zu Bale Gvor. The Toy Blade Mishnah Tomid Zu Bale Mishnah. That means it's a Machalikas Amiroim Rav says Pumfaker. We're going with Rav Zeir. That he says, Kol Yimei Oni Royim Zu Gmor. The Toy Blade Mishnah Tomid Zu Mishnah. Zok Rabbi Kivega, that's the Pshat. And Ramah is hinting. He said, that's what the Ramah means. The Ramah is hinting. It's not the portrait that's in Suda. The Gemara is Mashmana. But in the Mishnah it's Mashmaye. The Toy Blade Mishnah Tomid Zu Bale Mishnah. That'll be the Deek of the Mishnah. You should have. Toiv leiv mishta tamid, shana ripper purim, the loyavar of it should be toiv leiv mishta tamid, we should be zeich harangin in the yimei, ha'adar, the simcha.